Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a relatively quiet day. The one bit of action was in the soybean pit. They tried to sell off. They made a low of $12.72 about midday. If you remember, over the last month or so, 1266 and 1262 were the two support levels. Well, today it was 1272, and nothing could quite push it below that level. And then at the end of the day, it rallied back up, closed around $12.80. Corn and wheat both mixed here. Corn traded anywhere from a half lower to a half higher and finished the day 0.75 cents higher in March at 425 3/4. And then wheat, on the other hand, the tale of two different crops here. The Chicago wheat was actually a penny lower, and then Kansas City wheat was up 3 to 4 cents. July of 2014, Kansas City closed at 617 1/4, up 3 1/4 cents. So that's a pretty good longer-term outlook there, despite, you know, the big sell-off of about $1.20 over the past few months. Hedge funds today, they're about done with their position rebalancing, but they were selling beans, sold about 5,000 to 6,000 contracts of beans, bought 3,000 to 5,000 contracts of both corn and wheat. But that repositioning is behind us now, so we'll look for more action to build to those new positions in the future.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
There's a little bit of talk on the international grain trade that China has switched some U.S. bean purchases down to China. That this time of year, you start to get a lot of that as South America gets into really the full swing of their harvest. And there's probably some truth to it. But there's talk about that. Nothing really confirmed there. On that news, the Gulf basis got a little bit weaker here in the U.S. There's still a lot of talk about China being in the U.S. market, so we'll just monitor that and see how that goes. This morning, the USDA announced 105,000 metric tons of corn sold to Japan, so a lot of these export markets here are finding some support with these cheaper prices. There's Algeria also bought a little wheat. Iraq purchased a little wheat. So there's still a lot of activity going on, especially as prices get lower. We'll have U.S. exports this Friday rather than tomorrow due to the Monday holiday, but that will come out Friday morning. And then if you look what's going on here in the Midwest and in wheat growing regions specifically, this winter kill that we talked about a month or so ago, it doesn't look like it's going to have much of an effect. One guy was saying that there's going to be maybe 1%, 1 or 2% of winter kill damage, but at this early stage, we don't really know.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, February live cattle were up $2.12 at $143.67. January feeders were up 67 cents at $170.47. And February lean hogs were off 42 cents at $85.55. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was up 3.5 cents at 624 3/4. Chicago March corn up 1 1/4 at 426 1/4. And March soybeans were down a penny at 1279 1/2. March cotton was down 29 points and closed at 87.84 cents per pound. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.